It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. There's a new service in South Korea where parents can actually hire intimidating guys to pose as their child's uncle.
I love this.
That protects them from protects the kid from bullies. And they'll even send him to a bully's parents' work to yell at the parents.
Yeah. I don't know if you could do that in our country because, you know, everybody's Sue happy.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
I like the nanny idea better from yesterday.
The mean uncle? I love it.
That's my mean uncle.
Your kids are being bullied and you want to go confront their parents.
Right.
There you go. This is Uncle Henry. I love that.
Woman in Oklahoma gave a guy her number last week. So what does the guy do? He starts calling her, texting her, saying, hey, send some nudes. When she said no, he threatened to blow up her apartment building.
Yeah. That's
that a red flag?
It's never happened to me. That's not how you get a date, though. No. You don't threaten a woman to blow up her apartment building.
You might want to work on
nudes.
Those
yeah, really.
Social skills.
Now I'm so not sending them to you.
He's been arrested, so.
Wow. Okay, then.
Doubt that whole thing works out.
A New Jersey middle school art teacher. She's going to wear the same dress for 100 days to teach her students about sustainability. Julie Mooney is her name. She says the fashion industry is a huge polluter, very wasteful. And why? So we can look cool every day? She's going to wear an apron when she cooks so her dress doesn't get dirty.
Oh.
So she's going to keep it nice. I get the impression she's not actually going to, like, wash this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, as long as she washes, she showers and all that, she'd be okay, I guess.
I don't know if I could do that. I mean, you know me. I could wear the same thing every day.
Right. But without you know.
I'd have to wash
laundering it. Yeah. Oh, God. And I love this story. A U.S. postal worker, this is terrible, from Wisconsin. He admitted to stealing about 6,000 greeting cards filled with cash and checks and gift cards. Oh, this is terrible. They say it was about $100 a week. And then authorities caught them by putting a GPS transmitter in a card. I guess that they set it up. Pled guilty to stealing mail. Now awaiting sentencing. Residents complained, by the way, that it's like I was expecting a card from, you know, Uncle Henry.
Yeah.
And I never God, and I'm not
normally he just yells
my stuff. I don't know what's going on.
The big card caper.
And all I'm thinking of now is Newman from Seinfeld. Remember when he was throwing out junk mail so he didn't have to deliver it? Ah, man, that's Tuesday. That's your other news.